Hi everybody, welcome back to my podcast, Read Your Mind. I'm your host, Jess, and this is season 3. I've missed this so much. I say that every single time, but this time, guys, I really mean it. It's been a very long time since I've talked to you, since, September? But last year, with school and 3 jobs, trying to sleep and then maintaining some type of social life, I must say I realized somewhere along the line that an upload every Saturday wasn't happening in this lifetime or the next. I definitely bit off more than I could chew last semester, but that's good because I was able to lighten my load this semester and it's looking so much better. My schedule has been crazy since I started college, and this semester I just really wanted to give myself a second to breathe and sleep and be able to socialize and do other things other than break my back to get my credits in and to work and make money. The balance is very, very important, and I think I found it. It's looking like I'm going to be able to breathe, and I'm taking fewer classes, only 14 credits, working one less job. The last time I talked to you guys, I was telling you about how the first semester was going to go, and it went really well. The job that I no longer have was my mentorship. I told you guys about that, and it was so fulfilling. The connections that I made with my mentees, it's been so very rewarding. So much that I didn't entirely mind being so busy that I could hardly breathe, but it was definitely worth it. All the writing that I'd done for communications, and then my STEM job, and all the networking and connections that I've been able to make there with the people at Argonne. 3 jobs was crazy, but I'm glad it was the jobs that I had, you know? And I'm still working in communications, of course, still writing, my favorite thing to do, and I am still working with Argonne. But we have some new things on the horizons if we're talking national labs, so I can't wait to get into the nitty-gritty, tell people who may not necessarily know about Argonne, how Argonne has been working for me, and what we have coming up for the summer. But all that to say, everything has been unfolding the way it's supposed to, in divine order, as always. Now, let's catch up briefly. Just the spill. Life has been, like I said, high speed, but also very rewarding. I've met so many people that I love so much this school year, and I can't even begin to tell you how much community means to me. That's what a great deal of this episode is going to be about, because ever since the election happened back in November, I realized how much community was holding me together and the backbone of my mental health and sanity. So I'm going to talk a lot about that. Life has held my hand through some really big and hard things over the last few months, and it has been so pure and wholesome to see the way that the people I love have showed up in my life to support me the way that they always do. I'm in therapy, and I want to talk about all of that today. With the segments, we're rebranding. If you've been here before, you know I do books, recommendations for books, and music. No books, no recs, but there will always be a song. I am nothing if I am not listening to music. Music holds me together like glue. So we're going to talk about my favorite song as of lately, and then we're going to get into the nitty-gritty. So my girlfriend, she recently put me on to this new song. Now that is a very strange thing. She is not a music girl the way I'm a music girl. And I also realized over the course of the last few months, when I say I'm into music, I mean I'm into music. And people that I've met lately, I've heard a lot of I don't listen to albums. And Beyonce was talking about that. People don't listen to or make albums anymore. And I think that is absolutely diabolical. But then you have to give people grace and realize everybody is different. My girlfriend is not an album type of person, but she does listen to songs. She will go into an album, pick a select few, and call it a day. Since I have started dating her, she's listened to the same 7 songs, and she just added an 8th one in her rotation, and it just so happens to be this one I'm going to play for you today. Now, call me crazy, I know this album came out a very long time ago, but I've never really listened to The Neighborhood. This song is from The Neighborhood studio album, Hard to Imagine The Neighborhood Ever Changing, and I never listened to them. The only song that I knew by The Neighborhood was Softcore, which is also on this album, but OMG, Nervous? Now, okay, I'm sure a lot of you know this song, but I didn't up until recently, so I'm going to play it for you today, and if you don't know, now you do. Last year, I felt flat on my face. And last month, I knew something should change. Last week, I started over again. Magic. Butter. I love that song so much. If you guys go to school with me, you know my newsletter, I do a song recommendation every single week. And Nervous was the song recommendation. And it was also my most played song last week on Airbuds. G's OPs. I love that song so much. Shout out my girlfriend. She really did her big one with that one. Now, I say that we are rebranding the segments. I will probably, almost definitely, bring books back and book recs, but we need to get back into the swing of things. I'm getting into my 2025 book list, my TBR. I'm currently reading Mrs. Dalloway by Virginia Woolf. The last time I talked about Virginia Woolf, if you guys heard that episode, my goodness, Virginia Woolf has changed my brain chemistry with A Room of One's Own, and she is now one of my favorite authors, and that is one of my favorite books, but right now we're just getting into the swing of things, and I have a new reading goal. I will talk all about that in my book episode. We're going to dedicate a whole episode to books of January. I tried to do that last year, and you guys know I had my technical difficulties moment. I was trying to, y'all know I was trying to record my podcast on my iPad. We've come such a long way. But yes, we're going to dedicate and talk about all of that later. So now that we've gotten the song out of the way, let's get into the recap, and I'm going to tell you guys all about community, things I've learned over the course of the last few months, and the things that have been holding me together. I have so much to share, so let's get into it. So if we're talking community, I've grown very fond of the connections you make and appreciating the people around you. I'm gonna get nerdy really quick. Community as a word broken down, the root word is com, and that means public spirit or common public. And then obviously unity means to come together and make something whole. So when the common public come together, the bonding experience shared in that is absolutely insane. The way of the election, I know anybody that's listening to my podcast did not vote for Trump. We are not right-winged over here, and I've never been what people say is political, and I think that's ridiculous. If you're a person, then you are political. It took me a very long time to realize that, but this being the first presidential election that I voted in and being on a college campus, watching all of that unfold, the differentiation of the sides and the way that the world, especially in the US, is structured for people to pick sides, I know good and well that I'm going to use my For You page, for example, on TikTok. Your For You page is definitely for you. The streets are saying, I built this For You page brick by brick. Yes, I did. So I was under the impression that all of us were voting for Kamala Harris. And I was so very hopeful that we were going to have a black female president. And then when we did it, and then Trump gets into office, and now he's making all these executive orders to make America stomp on black people again, and really anybody that's of color and not a wealthy white man, we are again in jeopardy. So being a black queer woman, the way that I am, my simple existence is polarizing, incredibly polarizing. I am a triple threat. I have three targets on my back, and I really needed community in those deep, dark moments. I felt alone. It was pure abasement. And I'm so glad to have the community that I do in my residential college, to have the friends that I have, to know the people that I know in higher places that were able to tell me, hey, Jess, you know, everything is going to be okay. And unfortunately, it's become a thing where everyone in the country, if you're not a wealthy white man, has just been like, hey, we're going to have to fight like we've never fought before. And the idea of fighting for rights that we won over 60 years ago is incredibly bone-chilling. But I know that we could do it, and I would not have that mindset if it wasn't for a community holding my hand through that really dark and what felt like incredibly lonely time. That was not the only time of the semester that I have felt community. I told you guys I was going to tell you about Argonne if you don't already know. In the summer of 2024, I participated in an internship through the Department of Energy at this little national lab called Argonne in Illinois. And a lot of people don't know about national laboratories. If you're not interested in STEM, you don't really have any reason to know about it. But it's funded by the Department of Energy, and I decided to take a chance and apply my freshman year. Really high end. I'm talking super impressive applicants before me, and I didn't think I stood a fighting chance. I was like, all these people are so qualified, they're not gonna want me. Imposter syndrome was really eating at me. Since I've done that internship, I've felt like I can do pretty much anything. After my 10-week tenure, I decided to take another opportunity and become an ambassador for them, and that is my second job. they are phenomenal. And Argonne really transformed me and changed my life for the better. And that community that I've cultivated over there, it changed my mind and reformed my idea of success in my head. I always knew that I wanted to be successful, but for a very long time, I didn't know what I wanted to do, and I felt lost, especially when you're at a school that's college preparatory and everybody has a plan, or at least they want you to think that they do. I mean, at 15 years old, 14 to 18 is the range of high school. Nobody really knows yet what they want to do until they actually get out into the real world. Most of my friends have changed their majors, and you know, I don't think that I'm going to change it, but my life might spin on its head and I might end up doing something completely different with the rest of it. However, going into STEM and deciding that that was my life path and it felt like what was most correct for me to do, and participating in an internship at Argonne showed me that success in STEM is not about being the smartest in the room, which is what I thought was required, but it's about curiosity and coming together with like-minded individuals and deciding these are the set of problems that we're going to tackle, because no one person can solve an entire problem on their own, especially the problems out there and the environment that are detrimental to our survival as human race and everything else beyond us and outside of us. We can do this together, and you don't have to be a rocket scientist to do it. You can be an everyday average Joe, and as long as you have community backing you and behind you, which is 100% what I felt at Argonne, it soon became a goal to me. Growing as an individual was just as important as growing as a scientist, because I couldn't be the scientist that I was determined to be and put myself in these big girl shoes at this internship for my 10-week tenure if I wasn't in the right mental headspace. And the way that they included me and made me feel like a whole person and a professional, not just some kid that was trying to do something. I was a person with a dream. They showed the little girl in me that dreams, big dreams, are attainable, and that Black queer women like me are allowed to have them and can be successful in them. And you can't come to terms with something like that, something that the world has taught you to think are impossible, without a strong community backing you. And the way that all of that felt, going through it in the summer without therapy, I have the same therapist that I told you guys about way back, about a year ago, Courtney, my queen. Love you, Courtney, so deep. I went through the summer without having her, and it was kind of rough. Like, there were so many things going on, and I went through a really bad and nasty breakup that I told you guys about. And it was so much, having realized that my entire teenage years of just being in relationships constantly and never giving myself any time to find who I was without somebody else, that time alone in the summer was very formative. And I think I did so much for myself without therapy that when I started back in the fall, it felt like a complete 180. I came back to Courtney with hot tea, but also a new formed identity. I was working relentlessly on my mental, physical health and trying to figure out all of the things that I needed to get in order before I entered my 20s. I am now here. I'm 20 years old. My birthday just passed a few days ago, and I can't believe it. I think there were so many loose strings and unpacked trauma that I needed to heal, and everything happened the way that it did for a reason. I could not come into my 20s with the relationship that I was in, with the mindset that I had. All of that needed to change. I've learned the concept of grace, giving it to other people. Community and grace. Biggest lessons that I've taken away over the last few months. There was this thing that I had taught myself over the course of my physical journey. I was like, you have to treat your body like it belongs to the person that you love the most in this world. Because why don't we do that? Like, why don't we treat ourselves with the same respect that we would treat the person we love the most? So I started doing that, and then I realized I don't give myself enough grace. I am so hard on myself, and especially since I had started my running journey, I am running a marathon later this year in October. I'll be talking to you guys about that a lot more, but that is the latest and greatest with me and my physical. And I was just like, anytime that I was slacking with how much I was sleeping, how much I was eating, how much I was working out, I was like, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that. And you really have to just be kinder to yourself. That mindset of treating yourself like the person that you love the most in this world will really help you. And I know it really helped me. The relationships that I've cultivated have told me to be kind and to give myself some grace. And it's really reformed the way that I love. I don't want people to think that they have to be on their P's and Q's with me, because people start to feel like they're going to walk on eggshells around you. And when you have to walk on eggshells around someone, the relationship can no longer be the same and people can no longer fully be themselves. I was put in that situation. I was made to think that I had to be perfect for everybody that I loved, but I realized the people that love me for who I am, they're going to take me as I am and they're going to extend that grace to me and show me, hey, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to be here, and that's going to be enough. And that had to be enough for myself. You're going to show up as you are. If that 100% today is 60%, that's just going to have to be enough, and you're going to take yourself as you come. So these days, being a better person doesn't look like being a good person, because in the habit of giving grace, I've seen that things aren't as black and white as they may appear. So I no longer want to be a good person. I want to be a kind person that extends grace to people and is there for people. And I couldn't have come to those conclusions without what I consider my personal big three: community, grace, and therapy. I think if you have access to therapy, which I know all of my lovely people on MSU's campus, we have access to CAPS, take advantage of said resource. It has helped me a tremendous amount, and I know that I did a lot of self-work on my own, but professional help kind of just unpacks and pulls back some of those layers that we can't really see on the surface unless we're doing some really deep shadow work. And even in situations like that, you need people to hold your hand, because it can get really dark and really scary. And I know the therapist I have, she has always been like, hey, let's get down to the nitty gritty. I know people in your life have probably babied you into thinking that self-care and self-help is really taboo, but she tore all of that down for me, and I encourage all of you to find somebody who is going to do the same for you. You deserve people in your life that are going to advocate for your best state. Okay, recap. I've thrown loosely in there that I'm going to be running a marathon in October. Like I said, I'm going to get back to you guys on that one for sure. We're going to be talking about all of the training that I have to put my body through, and I'm going to give you all the ins and the outs. We've talked about therapy. We've talked about community. We've talked about grace. Academically, I succeeded. I told you guys I was doing a lot, but last semester we got a 3.7. We're gunning for a 3.8 this semester. I have math again, but it is going to be okay. I'm going to come out the other end better because of it. And oh yes, I told you guys all about Argonne, and this summer I am so excited. I believe, fingers crossed, my application with the person who wants me. I have a mentor over in Washington State at Pacific Northwest National Laboratory that wants to do a project in hydrology with me. I'm so excited. Water has been the environmental aspect that I think I'm going to spend my career cultivating. So this is really exciting. I don't want to be a traitor to Argonne. I see myself in the future coming back to her permanently, working there long term, but I'm really excited for what the West Coast has to offer me. So that is the prospect for internships in 2025. And academically, physically, we're really trying to get out there. We're branching out. 26.2 miles is what I'm expected to run in just shy of 9 months. So that is definitely going to be something that we talk about in depth later on, probably mostly in the summer. But I just want to thank you guys so much. If you're tuned in for season 3, I want you to know how much this means to me. This has been my baby for over a year now, which is crazy and so hard to believe. There's always going to be a comment section, so tell me what you guys want to hear, and I will do my best to provide it in the most entertaining way. Thank you guys for subscribing to me and giving me a platform to yap professionally. It means the entire world and then some. I told you guys that I have gotten control of my schedule once again, so I am on track to post an episode every single Saturday afternoon. Thank you so much for tuning in to season 3's premiere, and I will see you guys back here in a week's time. Have a great day, and whatever day it is, I will see you back here next Saturday. Bye-bye, everybody.